Welcome to the Make Moves podcast. I'm your host, Clayton Moves, and this is the podcast for all health and fitness experts to land dream clients from Instagram and learn marketing and sales that doesn't feel salesy. All right, let's dive in. All right, welcome to this short and sweet solo episode, and I want to give you two tips, the best sales tip and the best marketing tip. All right, so I said this is going to be super short. So the best sales tip is to believe so strongly, so full-heartedly in your product and service that your hype just jumps off the screen, jumps off the DM, jumps off the Zoom call that you're having, and you are just so freaking passionate and hyped about it, right? So you are instilling the belief and the excitement in your product and service. So now, how do you get there? You have to really believe that you have something good, right? You can't just fake that. So how do you make something good? You get feedback from clients, you make it better, you update your stuff, you refilm things, you learn more, you practice more, you just make your product and service better, right? And then focus on objective and subjective outcome goals for your clients so that you can start to instill that belief where it's like, yeah, I actually am good at what I say I do. So that is the best sales tip, is just believe so strongly about your product, and that will just ooze out of you on any sales conversation you're having. Step number two, okay, tip number two, the best marketing tip, take care of your existing clients. You should have them be top priority, right? It should be your partner, your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, your family, your dog, and then your clients, right? They should be right up there with like the top most important people in your life. And when you treat them with top priority and you care about them, human first, client second, then you really help them get results. And then when you get good results for your clients, that right there is the best marketing that you can have out of any other tactic or, you know, type of content that you could share or anything like that. It's just take care of your clients, and then that word of mouth will just compound. Now, the pro tip here is if you can have an affiliate referral process where, you know, if someone refers a new potential client your way and they sign up, you give that client that referred them a kickback, right? So mine is $100. So if someone refers someone to the community that I'm building out here, it's $100 that they refer them to, you know, work with me in a one-on-one capacity or group coaching, I actually give them $200. And you might think, wow, that's a lot of money. And it is. And I want them to feel very valued. And another kind of caveat is I wasn't able to kick back that amount as a thank you to my, you know, existing clients when I was pricing so freaking low. It was just like, that amount was more than what I was charging for a month of coaching. So it just didn't make sense. So, you know, small little plug for raising your prices. So those are my two tips that I have for you. I said it was going to be short and sweet. We're under 4 minutes here. And I hope that was helpful. If you dug it, share this short little episode, screenshot in your Instagram stories and tag me and let other people know. Really appreciate it and keep making moves.